My name is Bill Holt. I'm a program manager on the Windows team. In this video, I'll be showing how to create a custom assessment job with the Windows Assessment and Deployment Kit. Start out with a little bit of terminology. Assessments are scripts and binaries used to stress and measure a computer with specific process in mind. The Windows Assessment Console is the tool used to run these assessments and display their results. Jobs are bundles of assessments and their settings saved for reuse. The Windows Assessment Console comes with a collection of standard jobs that you'll want to try out, but as you become familiar with the assessments and their settings, you can create your own custom jobs to suit the information most important to your work. Creating a custom job is very easy. You start a job, select the assessment you want in it, configure their settings, save it, and run. I'm going to do a demo to walk through the keystrokes required to create a custom job. To create a custom job from scratch, from the menu you'll choose New Job, set the name, choose between a custom job and an energy efficiency job. For this demo, we'll do a custom job. Select the assessment you want in that job. Go back and put together the settings that we want around the job and the assessments. We'll save those, and then we'll be able to run our job. To run the Windows Assessment Console, we go to the Start menu, choose All Programs. In the Windows Kits, we'll find the Windows ADK and open the Windows Assessment Console. On the left edge, you see the predefined jobs made that hopefully you're familiar with already, ready to run. But as we go in to create our own job, what we'll want to do is work with individual assessments. From the Options menu, I'll choose to create a new job, give that job a name, File Internet, and create a new job. So I've now created a new job. The job overview, so far we've got the file name, a description that's blank, and notes that we may want to fill out here for future reference. File Internet Assessment. We're going to add some assessments to this job. Here's the same list that we were seeing earlier. I was interested in getting a hold of the file handling assessment and the Internet Explorer assessment. Each of these assessments we'll find have settings available to them. Those settings start out grayed out as we're going to use the recommended settings, but when you become familiar with these, you can uncheck that box and fill out the variables to get a precise or targeted assessment of the systems that you're working on. Save this assessment, and now you'll find that your newly created assessment is available in the list of jobs with the details that you'd listed in the text. At this point, you can run the job, and this will take just a few minutes, so I'm going to pause the video and then we'll come back and look at the results. Now, just a few minutes later, we're back and we can see the results of our assessment with recommendations in the issues pane and statistics in the larger pane. Our assessment is available at the top of our list for running again in the future. So custom jobs are a bundle of assessments that you can use over and over again. Use the recommended settings initially so that you get similar results between systems. As you become familiar with the assessments and their settings, you can customize these to get the most out of your Windows assessment. Thank you.